The Bush administration has told Russia it will withdraw unilaterally from the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty, if necessary, to develop a missile defense shield against attacks by so-called rogue states. The warning came from Undersecretary of State John Bolton, who's been holding talks this week in Moscow. NPR's Martha Wexler reports.
Undersecretary Bolton is the third senior U.S. national security official to travel to Moscow this month. The brisk pace of consultations reflects the Bush administration's desire to move quickly to scrap the 1972 ABM treaty and proceed with work on an anti-missile defense. For months, Russia's been calling the ABM treaty a cornerstone of global security. Just last week, when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was here, the Russians made clear they don't agree that the document is a Cold War relic. And yesterday, the Foreign Ministry issued a statement calling for cuts in strategic weapons while keeping the ABM treaty in its present form. But as Bolton explained, the Pentagon's missile defense tests will inevitably run up against the constraints of the treaty.
Since we are determined not to violate the treaty, we have been hopeful that we can work together with our Russian colleagues in a mutual way to move beyond the ABM treaty. But as we've explained to them and explained repeatedly to Congress and to the press, if, contrary to our hopes and expectations, we're not able to move together jointly, we will exercise the express right provided by the ABM treaty to give notice of our withdrawal.
Hoping to avoid this scenario, Bolton has been trying to find common ground with Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Georgi Mamedov. Bolton said the administration prefers to work out some kind of joint declaration on ABM rather than negotiating a new treaty. Bolton indicated the administration would like to have some form of agreement ready when President Bush receives Russian President Vladimir Putin in Texas in November. He stressed this summit is not a deadline for reaching an accommodation, but he said the U.S. will not wait indefinitely.
We have said on repeated occasions that we expect to bump up against the limits of the ABM treaty in a matter of months and not years, and that remains the case today.
Undersecretary Bolton declined to say that the two sides had moved closer toward a compromise on an arms deal as a result of his talks this week. However, he believed the U.S. was making headway in convincing the Russians that rogue states do pose a threat. Some Russians, he said, feel more at risk than the United States.
Given the geographical proximity of states like Iran, I think that's a fair assessment on their part. So I don't see the disagreements between Russia and the United States on the threat assessment really to be all that great anymore.
Undersecretary Bolton says he provided Russian officials with an avalanche of information about the threats posed by rogue states. He also gave them copious details on the U.S. missile defense program and on proposed cuts in America's nuclear arsenals. There's been little public comment here on the Bolton visit. But one unnamed foreign ministry expert told the Itar-Tass news agency that the consultations were positive. And the expert said that Bolton, who plans to remain in Moscow for the next few days, could hold an unscheduled meeting with Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.